Blog Talk Radio.
Sleep in the past 48 hours. Five. I don't sleep anyway, but that's such a go even for me. Baby Natrix, her Minecraft addiction has gotten out of hand. So Friday I went to pick her up. She was sick. So I said, okay, well, you come home and, you know, we'll do the, we have girls' night every Friday anyway where we play games. I said, but we'll, you know, amp it up a little bit. It's still cool from the rain to get your PJs on early. We'll get our burgers made and we'll, you know, zonk out. Give you some medicine, you'll be fine. I go to sleep. She's playing Minecraft. I wake up, she's watching Minecraft videos. This is at 3 a.m.
Wow.
So then the whole day Saturday, she wanted to do Minecraft all day. I said no. So I made her read a book. She read a book. As soon as she got done with the book, I want to play Minecraft. I let her play Minecraft. I go to sleep. I wake up. She's watching videos. And no matter what time I wake up, 3, 4, 5, she's watching videos. And we got to drive to my grandmother's house yesterday for Mother's Day. She's at my nana's house watching Minecraft videos all day. I had to bring the hotspot. Oh, man, it was crazy. So I have not gotten any sleep trying to keep her from watching Minecraft. It's like, you're out of hand. You're an addict.
She is. Holy crap.
She says, what's an addict? I say, you are an addict, and you are therefore banned from Minecraft during the week. You cannot play or watch any videos. See, parents, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you parent when your kids are out of hand. So she's like, but you said if I get good grades, I could do. I said, this does not fall within that, because if I keep letting you do this, the good grades are going to go away. So we're just going to nip it in the bud. She came up with a good progress report. It was excellent, but I got to nip this in the bud. It's got to go.
She needs to be doing other things than just looking at Minecraft.
Yes, that's what I told her. I said, what happened to the movie you make? And she says, well, I was thinking about making a Minecraft movie. I was like, no, we need to get away from the Minecraft. You are banned from Minecraft.
Yeah, it's a little addictive. I can't even...
I had to stop
it. I can't even deny it. I made the Basement of Doom this weekend. I joined a big server, and they gave me a little 12x12 spot, and they're like, you can build a house on it. I was like, cool. So I built my little house, and I was like, this is interesting, but there's not enough room. Do you have another plot I can buy? No, you can only have one plot. I was like, all right, well, can I put it in a basement?
No,
they're girl. Like, yeah. They were like, sure, anything under your house is yours, you go for it. I was like, anything under my house, anything. Ooh. And they're like, yeah, and I was like, all right. Remember, you told me anything. So now my basement goes all the way from, like, block 4, which is, like, down there at the magma level, all the way up to my house.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I've got 12 by 12 all the way down.
Ginger, I'm going to have to ban you. I'm going to have to ban you.
Floors. I've got 3 different floors.
No, did you are banned from Minecraft as well. And you just spend your time doing your homework. Both of you and Baby Nation, I'm going to lock you in the rooms. No more Minecraft for y'all. Just out of order. No.
But I do. I've got different farms underneath my house. So I've got my different crops. I've got, like I said, three different forests. I've got mushroom growing areas. Yeah, all that. All of that. It's
see what I have to deal with? I have to keep these people in with the addictions.
It is hot. It is sexy.
And myself in check with the addictions. It's just, no, Ginger, no. No.
But, please.
It don't work when she do it either. No. No.
Howie, please.
It don't work when she does it either. I'm sorry.
Well, see, I would have been playing those other games, but no, whatever it was you gave me didn't work, so.
Oh, yeah, girl. Sometimes, developers, you'd have to wait until your games are working before you give them to them.
I know, because I was like, this doesn't work, let me try again. Nope, this doesn't work. All right, let me try a third time. Nope, this doesn't work. All right, this doesn't work.
Wait till your game is working, and then you talk to people. Then you send it over and you say, can you review this for us? Because we can't do anything. We don't fix it. I know we're smart, but we don't fix it. Okay, there is some big news going on over the weekend, because that's why they came. That's right.
Tell us about this news.
The big news is that Google finally unveiled their gaming section, or their gaming area.
Did they? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For this.
They have not provided it. They've just mentioned it. They've teased and tantalized us over the weekend. Everywhere I looked, I was seeing it. I saw a couple of ads floating around on the internet that I don't have any links to. I'm sorry. If you have Google, you'll probably see it at one point when you open up your Gmail or something. Our peoples over at Android Police did manage to get their hands on a new version of the new Google Play service, and they said it's going to arrive on all Droids. Mm-hmm. They released their new logo, which is shaped like a controller, ironically. I'm glad they didn't go too much further with the logo. It looks like an Xbox controller, but then they scaled it back so they don't get into trouble. But it's supposed to represent anything that they have that's gaming-related activities so far, which is going to be awesome. Now, for starters, you can expect to find a new Google Plus integration icon thing for your games, which will allow you to send and receive notifications about what you're playing on Google's primary social network on Google Plus, which most of you already have. Some of you have been enjoying the Google Plus. There's also, they said, with a little additional digging, of course, by Android Police, they also found that Google is also finally opening the door for synchronized game saves, which means if you're playing on your computer, you move to your phone, it'll synchronize everything, sync up nicely, or your tablet, or whatever have you. It'll also sync with your calendar, any other services they have. And those of you who are looking to tie your gaming exploits into numerical representations of your personal awesomeness, you will enjoy Google's new integration of achievements as well into the mix, including pop-ups that should automatically notify you when you've done something especially noteworthy within one of their games. Leaderboards are also set to arrive within the next Google Play Games update, which includes a few ranked icons that will presumably be used to tell gamers just how they did in a particular game or match compared to your friends. As for gaming with others, Google Play Games is also set to handle invites and matchmaking for those who want a little multiplayer action on your Droid. There's also an auto-pick functionality, which I think I've seen show up in a game that I've been playing back and forth with a couple of you, the Battleship game. I'm sorry, some of you, I don't know who you are, and I know you've sent an invite because we play it, but I really don't know who you are. Just let me know. They have the ability to send messages back and forth in game now, so send me a note, let me know who you are.
Very nice,
There's also... get this, matchmaking rooms with chat functionality is also going to show up. Mm-hmm. I think that's, for the most part, it. It's going to start Wednesday is when they're going to start doing the updates. Or some of you have already received it. Like I said, I've seen a couple of features show up since I've been playing. I was like, oh, this is cool. I thought it was for the game, but it turns out it's from Google Play. Awesomeness, Google, thank you. I knew they were up to something. Remember they hired that guy last week. They announced that they had hired him.
From
Zynga. So I was like, they're doing something with gaming. They're not playing around. Melissa over at Yahoo, better get in on this.
They got something going down. They got something going down.
Something's in the works.
Uh-huh. Why are we not involved? Come on, man. Are we not fun enough? Are we not fun enough for you, yo?
Well, our droids are not, you know, we don't have jelly bean sandwich or whatever it is we're supposed to have, so.
So,
that reminds me, after you do this story, I got another one for you that you're going to like after you do yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, very well. All right. Okay. Resident Evil people, y'all are crazy. Capcom fills full with blood and gore to promote Resident Evil Revelations.
How is this watching that movie this morning. It's horrible.
All right, so Capcom's marketing department apparently took some weird drugs. Anyways, and decided to fill a swimming pool full of blood, gore, and other body parts to promote the release of its next Resident Evil game. This is going down in London. The first ever blood-filled swimming pool holds about 55,000 gallons of water. It's going to feature fake, of course, human torsos as flotation devices, intestines as lane markers, and all kinds of gruesome objects floating in the water, including bloody bandages, eyeballs, tendrils, and blood clots. Zombie lifeguards are also going to be on hand. Tickets for the event. That's right, folks. You can buy tickets to swim in this pool, which is going to be near London's Olympic Stadium, are going to be available for free on Monday, May 20th, over at ResonanceEvil.eventbrite.com. Only 200 are going to be given out each day leading up to the pool's opening on the weekend of May 25th and 26th. Those under 18 must bring a parent.
How do you ask your parent for that? Mom, can I go jump in a bloody pool?
Oh, hell no. No, you may not. Capcom are thrilled to create the world's first blood swimming pool, says Capcom's UK PR manager Adam Merritt. Zombies have been kept very busy lately doing a variety of PR stunts, so rather than do the expected, we wanted to give them some time off for canal-side relaxation in London.
Okay, so then we get to be the zombies. Thanks. Yeah.
I guess Resident Evil Revelations is going to be launching on the Xbox 360, PS3, Wii U, and PC. That's right, folks, on the Wii U, May 24th. Demo for the game is going to be released next week. This is
going to be a little awesome on the Wii U because the one on the Wii was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they already know how to work with it because Capcom wasn't afraid to jump in and make games. So,
the game itself is going to be amazing.
Now, the movie I watched.
The Bloody Pool? No.
Yeah, I did. The movie I watched at around 4:30 this morning. Don't ask me why. I said, let me just see what's going on here, and because they dredged up everybody from every Resident Evil movie for this particular one. This is a 3D one they did, and I was trying to see why they were tying them in. And I'm just really like, either I'm not up on my Resident Evil mythos, and I'm not because I haven't played one since the one for the Wii, when the Wii first came out, or this is just crazy. I think it's a little of both.
It's kind of crazy and weird, and
it goes into Silent Hill, and the Silent Hill kind of weird. It's getting there, but on the other high end of crazy. Silent Hill is the creepy kind of weird crazy, and this one's another.
I'm a little afraid. Going back to the swimming pool. I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the swimming pool. I'm a little afraid about what the public and the general populace who are not gamers are going to think about this and how they're going to judge us for swimming in a pool of blood.
Are there going to be zombies in it is the question, because, you know, they could, like,
there are going to be lifeguards that are dressed as zombies, but the pool's going to have just dead floating parts in it.
See, on one hand, that sounds like a great idea. I see potential for disaster, not just for what we're blamed for. I mean, you know, we have the zombie 5K run now that's becoming a regular event every year that, you know, people kind of like. Even people that aren't into the whole gaming thing, they like to get in there and do that one. But so from that standpoint, we might be okay. But I'm worried about, you have body parts floating in there. Are you going to, like, let people go in, you know, so many at a time? Because what if you got a pool full of people and somebody's actually hurt? How are you going to tell who's hurt?
Exactly. That's one. And I'm thinking.
Or drowned, or, yeah, this is.
I don't know. If it's bloody water, blood is a little bit dark. Are y'all going to have this darkened water? I mean, because that, like I said,
that'll create a problem.
Put it out, yeah. This could be a safety issue. I don't know about this. I don't know if I approve of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually down for some crazy stuff, but that
it's a little crazy.
Too far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, so Corey gave me a link. She wants me to pop it up for y'all. Let me do that. I'm working on it. Yeah, there we go.
Ta-da! All right. This, lovely Ginger, is a waterproof Xperia phone.
Oh, my God.
I do. All right, so Sony Xperia ZR is what it's going to be called. It's a souped-up version, they say, of the firm's flagship Sony Xperia Z smartphone, boasting both IP55 and IP58 certification. What this means is that the phone can handle being submerged into water up to 1.5 meters deep and for up to 30 minutes, which is a long flipping time.
Wait. What, 1.5? So
1.5 feet deep. I don't know, a meter is
3 foot. So that's what, 4.5 foot deep?
Which ain't bad. You could do some snorkeling with this here. It is also able to do this, all of this, and at the same time shoot HD video while it's underwater, which is awesome. The handset features the same current 13-megapixel camera as the Xperia Z sibling. It's supposed to be complete with Sony's Exmor RS sensor and high dynamic range HDR imaging. Sony has downsized the screen a little bit to 4.6 inches, although it will still feature your 720 by 1290 resolution and Sony's mobile Bravia technology. Other specs include Google's Android 4.1 Jelly Bean operating system, skinned with Sony's custom user interface, a quad-core Qualcomm Snapdragon S4 Pro processor, and 8 gigabytes of internal storage expandable to 32 gigabytes. Connectivity will include 4G LTE, NFC, and DLNA. That's a lot of flippin' acronyms. Look them up. The phone will also be available in black, silver, pink, and blue.
I'm excited about this because it is the first phone that I know of that is waterproof-ish.
Yeah, so if you drop it, you're not going to panic. Oh, my God, I dropped it in a puddle.
On the other hand, 4.5 feet, that is not...
I wish it could go deeper, but, you know,
that's not even the deep end of the pool. That's the, like, shallow end. That's nothing.
So it is going to only be for pool. Those of you, like I said, you could go snorkeling, but remember, you got to keep your time on.
If you're going to drop your phone in the pool, only drop it in the shallow end because the deep end will ruin it.
Yep. If it's over 5 feet, you're going to have a problem. I like the colors that it comes in. I even like the pink, and I don't generally go for the pink. I would even like a little pink there. It looks a little metallic. I'm giving them credit. This was a little bit of thinking outside the box, especially for summertime and people who like to buy their kids expensive things. This phone here, at least parents won't lose their money. You send them off to camp for the summer, and they're in the pool. They can snap pictures of themselves and of their friends and video and send home. And for anybody who still sends their kid off to camp, they do still have that, as far as I know. But, yes, I thought, nice. Now, what we don't have is a price yet. They did not give a price. Thanks, Sony.
Thanks, Sony. Thanks. All right, sorry.
So I got nothing on price, but you know it's going to be expensive. It's waterproof. It's going to cost you a penny, pretty penny. I'm going to say upwards of $400. Do you know? Okay, this reminds me of another. This is kind of another thing I wanted to mention this morning. Yesterday, those of you who have elderly parents and grandparents that are signed up for AARP, there is a computer in there that they're selling to the older people, and don't let your peoples buy that. My nana yesterday, we were looking at, you know, a laptop, and it was not a laptop, it was a full computer, and they had nice things that they were saying, that it had, like, lifetime warranty on hardware, which we know sometimes older people are hard on the hardware. They're clicking the mouse a little too hard, they hit the keyboard, you know, they're angry. They're angry.
Yeah.
So I said, this is a good idea, until I noticed they will not mention which operating system is on the computer. And they won't tell you any other specs, like how many, you know, megapixels, mega gigabits, how fast it is, what's the modem speed, what's the resolution on the monitor. All they had on there was you'll be able to email back and forth with your grandchildren and talk to them via camera. And then I look at the screen there that they have, the screen capture of the screen, and this is not Windows. People, watch your grandparents. Do not let them order that AARP computer. It will be no good for them. I know that they're trying to be nice and give the older people something that's easier for them to understand.
Windows, what was it?
I think it's their own little operating system, and I wish I could remember the name this morning.
That's not cute.
Yeah, it's not cute. They get on the internet, they can get viruses, and don't. I know Windows 8 is horrible to them.
That. I mean, with it not being Windows and with them not talking about it, it's going to make it a lot harder for family members to run.
Help.
Yeah, to help fix it, to... to, you know, run interference, make sure nothing happens to it, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if it's compatible with any browsers. I think they have their own little browser. And again, sounds nice, but...
And how do we know it's going to be compatible with their printers or anything else?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
So, Kat, if you got somebody there that's a little older that has the AARP stuff, make sure you tell them do not order the computer or cell phones for that matter. Yesterday, Nana wanted herself a smartphone. She's looking at my phone. She says, I want one of those. And they have one in my AARP catalog. So I call them up and I speak with the lady. The data plans, they are reaming these old people, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they are.
So they told her, she's paying, you know, how, you guys have seen the ads on TV, it's $20 a month for them to have a cell phone, which is good. You know, I think that's an excellent price. But it's an old cell phone, like from 95. You know, it can't do anything. They can't text. You can't GPS them. And this is the people that actually need the GPS, the younger people and the older people, so that if something happens, you can find them. So I can't track my Nana. She said she was nosebleed at the bus stop the other day. I was like, there's no way I could have found you. So that's when, she, you know, I talked her into it, get a phone. So we call the smartphones. Smartphone starting at, get this people, $400. Her data plan will still be her basic data plan, which still comes with no texting, no internet access, and only 350 minutes a month. To jump up to the next data plan, it's an additional $30 on top of the $20 that she's already paying. And this will still only get her 350 minutes, and she can send, she can check her email or get on the internet twice a day, and they don't care if it's an accident, if you, you know, accidentally bumped your phone. And she can only send 10 texts for $55.
Wow, 10 texts for $55. That's a ripoff.
That's worse than AT&T.
Wow.
So, again, you people that have your older nanas and papas, you make sure you tell them do not order their cell phones from AARP. I know they mean well, but they are reaming them out. They could go to Virgin Mobile, and for $55, my nana could send text message, and she can talk on Skype to Baby Natrix anytime she wants and not use her minutes. And on top of that, her minutes would be unlimited for $55. Unlimited internet, unlimited texting, unlimited everything. I told her, I said, Nana, you could even just drop your home phone for that matter. If you wanted to, and just use your cell phone. And she says, I may do that. And the phone that she was looking at, the exact same phone, cost $60 at Virgin Mobile. And it's a smartphone. It's a Droid. It's awesome.
That does sound awesome. All right, because people are arguing over on my Facebook page about my next topic.
Do it.
Let me just jump right on in here. Let me get the video going for you.
Oh, is that 3D gun?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
yes.
No.
Is that an issue? My mouse did not want to go over there, and why you no want to press play?
Why you no play?
Why you no play? Come on.
Why you no play, 3D gun? You want to shoot people, but you don't want to play?
Apparently, this is just screen capture. I had a video. I know I did. I lost the video. Never mind. That should be a video.
Stop.
Anyways, whatever. Look at the pretty gun. Look at the pretty gun. It's all about the pretty gun anyway. Senator Leland Yee.
Oh, no, not him again.
Of the hour.
Not him again.
And apparently I'm going to keep screwing this up here, so just bear with me. It's Monday. I'm having issues. Senator Leland Yee, who should just retire in STFU. He's a state senator over in California. Yeah, he's concerned about people printing guns. Or the possibility of people printing guns from the, you know, the new 3D printers. So he wants regulations that would possibly track the printers and who has access to them. So the printers can create objects from a blueprint.
You know, I'm kind of a mind that I hate to say it, I kind of agree with him.
I do not. People could be buying these to make jewelry. People are using these for cloning processes. Right now, they're using a biochemical stuff, and they're actually printing body parts, which is amazing. That's the next step in cloning.
See,
that's the next step in organ transplant.
Well, cloning is illegal, so that won't happen, but...
Well, cloning body parts is not technically illegal.
I don't know about that one. But, see, this is what I love about our Ginger. She's always sweet and thinking that everybody's going to be nice, but you know...
No, not everybody's nice. But the deal is, what I'm saying is, you cannot track... And that's the same thing as them wanting to track what we're doing on our computers, which is bull crap. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed
to do that. No, let me be clear. I don't know how he's proposing this. I don't mean to track what they're doing with the printer. I think we do need to know who has them, because unfortunately, you're going to have that crazy person that's going to take it home and do a gun, and then he's going
to
shoot up a school.
You realize I can go down to Home Depot today and buy a couple of parts and build a gun?
Yeah.
So we should track everybody who buys anything from Home Depot.
There's going to have to be something put into place. I'm not talking about in the proposed way that they're doing it, but something has to be where we're kind of keeping an eye.
The main thing that they're wanting to put this legislation in, but what they're not telling you is it's already illegal to have a plastic gun in the U.S.
It is.
So
legislation? No, I think it needs to be revamped. That's what I'm going to say. Because it's just like CISPA in its current form was horrible. They're overstepping their bounds. But something has to be done where we are keeping an eye on certain
people. We cannot
people.
Stifle these three.
We can't. Nope, I didn't say stifle. I want a 3D printer because I need some shoes. There's some shoes I have to make.
I've been watching these for years. There's a guy over in China that's wanting to use them to build new, like, cities on the ocean, more or less.
Maybe what they need to do, I'm not going to say track, but maybe you need to have a license to have one so that if something goes wrong, we can find out who was the head of it. Or, again, we go back to the original, if you would start mental health checking the people when they're little. And I hate to say it. I don't like Big Brother, but some people have to be watched because we keep getting these Boston bombing things and kids are being killed. That's what I'm looking at. Not so much as I know there's
the deal with the Boston bombing that's coming out is they knew this guy was up to this.
Yeah.
They knew what he was doing and they did nothing.
Yeah, this is why that's our fault.
That's our government's fault. And it's not because we didn't watch him. Well, we watched him. We knew he was crazy.
Yep.
But somebody dropped the ball. Somebody should be held accountable.
And that's where they're coming from when they're saying we want to be preemptive, but there has to be a different way to do it.
This is going too far. I'm sorry. This is a printer. I could be printing clothes. I'm printing some clothes.
I told you. I got my own shoes.
Oh, seriously. I'm getting one of these for Christmas. We've already decided. We are getting one of these for Christmas.
Well, no, I'm going to wait because you know
all the little geek jewelry that I want to make, I'll print it off right there.
Now, you know the printers that are at Staples aren't quite capable of doing a lot of the stuff that they're...
We're not getting one from there. We've got...
There are
cheaper ones that are much better that are already out there.
Yeah. But I want my shoes made, and that's all I want it for. But they're going to have to be some way, not so much as to track in the way that they're probably going to say, we're going to put a tracking device. We don't know where you're... I hope what they do is you just have to have a license. You have to say what you're going to be using it for is what has to be done. And I think maybe it could be as simple as putting a software in. Okay, you're going to do what? Make jewelry? Okay, this is all you need. And if we catch you downloading something else, like gun plans, then we come into your house because then it's going to flag you. Something like that, maybe. Otherwise, we're not watching you. But a red flag goes up. I bought this to make shoes, and now I'm trying to download plans for Armalite 57.
I'm downloading plans anyways. They're already out there. I don't even have a printer. I'm downloading them.
Ginger, they don't come after us. Why?
Bring it.
We don't have no money for you.
Say what I want to say. Oh, Thursday night, we're gonna have to talk about this.
We are. This is a good one. This is a very good topic.
I will bring to the table what I've been watching for years about this. Seriously, there's a guy over in it's China, but he's looking at making these cool little. And I'm gonna say the word Corey hates. They're spiders. They're these cool little spiders.
I don't hate spiders. I don't like to make them on my desk.
Buildings where they are printing out the pieces as they go. It's amazing what these things can do.
Those things are good things. That's what we want people to do with it. But as they say, you got to prepare at this point. We now have to try to think around the crazy people. And I don't want you tracking me directly to my house, but maybe what we propose may work. There's a license. I'm going to buy this and build game consoles. And that's all the software that we're going to hand you when you walk off with your printer. Anything else you go to download, you're going to have to, and that's how they're going to do it. You got to purchase another license. If you're going to make guns,
you're
making guns. That's the only I see. Somebody else come up with something else, that's the only way they're going to be able to police.
I think this is a pipe dream to do this, and I think if they do find a way of regulating this, it's going to be seriously against our Constitution.
Yeah, they're going to do it wrong, but that's the nicest way that I can think of.
The printers, the cartridges for these, the plastic cartridges, are expensive. Mm-hmm. They're not cheap. I've looked. So the people who are going to be using these to print guns can buy guns. The people who are going to be using stolen guns and whatnot are not going to be using printed guns. No, they're going to be taking guns out of your homes or elsewhere or, you know, building their own guns. I highly doubt they're going to be printing guns. I think this is more of a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, my God, they could do this. Yeah, you know, but the chemicals in your house now, that you could make a bomb with.
Now, see, Ginger, this is where you're bouncing back and forth. You said we knew about the Boston guy and we didn't react. They're saying now we know somebody's out there already that is crazy that's going to do something with this. The only way we can stop it at this point is to catch them before they do it. We don't want to wait till the guy's got the printer in his house and he's already printed the guns.
Well,
that's what we don't want.
Suspect him, you go right on ahead. But they may not.
They may not.
Penises, then hey.
They may not. Yeah, they may not be able to catch him. This will be the only way. I'm not saying, again, I'm not agreeing with the watching. I'm saying there has to be a way so that they can flag these people that you can buy. I'm not saying even that, hey, if you want to buy the license to make the guns at home, what we need to know is this person walked out of our store with a printer that he's going to make guns. We already know this. And that is their flag right there, is to say, I know you already have this, but if I see you buying too many other plans, then you got to come in and get another license. We want to look at you. We want to, or maybe background checks for that one because it's a gun. There's something else has to be done. It can't be that.
Yeah.
It can't be that they wait.
Yeah.
And that's always the problem is that they wait until after. You're saying knee jerk, but now this it is a knee jerk, but this is a preemptive knee jerk. We're going to catch them before they go
and
out.
Jay, you're right. The guns could slip through detectors.
Yeah.
Buying the bullets going to be a lot harder. A lot harder.
Yeah. And going back to my other story about Virgin Mobile, Liesl, I agree with you. Virgin Mobile does piggyback off of Sprint service, and sometimes there are places where you are not covered because I remember distinctly being at a gas station.
Right.
With no lights and no phone service. But you know what always does work? Text messages work.
No, you can't print gunpowder. You can't print gunpowder.
I don't know that this needs gunpowder. We don't exactly know how all these work down to the...
Well, I guess it could be an air compressant of some sort, but you're not going to get a lot of velocity that way.
Oh, no. That's not true either. That's not true either, Ginger. Nail guns have a lot of velocity, and they run off of air pressure.
Well, they do. They do. But, again, those are going to be a metal canister, not a plastic.
Now, keep in mind, if I had told you this 10 years ago that you were going to be able to make a gun with a printer, and you'd probably said that's not possible, somebody will figure out how to make it work with the same velocity. So that's where the problem comes in. Where's the genius evil mind that's going to create this? Anyway, we can talk about this Thursday night.
Thursday night.
It's going to be delicious.
All right.
We all going to go back and forth. Y'all make sure y'all call in. Okay. I got some other juiciness.
What you got?
Well, it's only slightly juicy. Well, it's not just slightly juicy. It's good. I got to wait for the page to load, and I got a couple of other things I got to throw with it. Give me a minute here. I got to clear my throat before I do this. Come on, page and load. I hate when it does that. I had it loaded, and then it unloaded. You know when it unloads, and then it won't load back up? Why do you hate me, page? Ginger, you may have to do another story before I can get to this. I'm upset now.
Okay, all right, 1 second.
I got to wait because this one's good. I can't just let it slide. I can't do it.
Okay, so there we go. I've got something. Let me get it up for you.
Look, as soon as you say that, then it pops up.
Well, I've already got this.
You go ahead. I can wait.
Fish-ayo.
You know what? You just wanted to tell me about fish.
Well, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Ain't right.
Official trailer. I'm showing y'all right now. For a real-time multiplayer social fishing game.
Stop, no!
Uh-huh. Game Ovation, which is a Dutch browser game company, released today as the trailer, which I'm showing y'all, for the upcoming multiplayer social fishing game, Fish-O.
No.
Game-O Nation has been developing Fish-O for over 2 years. The closed beta of Fish-O will start within a month. It's a real-time multiplayer game, which is playable in a browser.
No.
It's not a simple point-and-click game, but a true cute-looking open-world fishing browser game. It's a social game that will be available on both Facebook and fishao.com.
Oh, it's on Facebook now?
It's going to be in a month. Players can customize their own characters, meet new friends, compete in online tournaments, complete achievements, and catch many fish, more than 150, to complete their fish decks.
No!
Yeah, this is so cute. The real-time multiplayer aspects are being utilized in a variety of ways.
Oh, look!
Players can walk around in real time through each zone with more than 100 players per area. They can chat with each other, add each other's friends, and play mini games where cooperation is necessary.
I can mount them? Oh, sorry.
Yes. In each area, NPCs can be seen walking around. They tell funny stories, give you tips, or even quests. Players can talk to NPCs, and some of these NPCs will give you access to restricted sub-areas or give you a daily quest to catch a certain amount of a specific fish. This is amazing! I love this. I will be playing this, and y'all will never see me again.
Look,
I love y'all all ahead of time.
I'm tapping the vein.
Yeah, that's the noise, because I'm pretty sure the guys recognize that noise as something else. But,
yeah, but I don't have one of those, so I'm tapping veins.
Michelle, oh, my God, that looks awesome. I want to play. Michelle.com. As soon as this is on Facebook, I will be playing this because, oh, my God. That is amazing.
Look at it. Lisa Migrant says he doesn't even like to fish in real life. We don't like to fish in real life. I just want to fish on Facebook. I like that it's real time. Oh, why does it take them so long to catch on to the idea of real time on Facebook games? Why did it take them so long? Ginger, isn't that?
I don't know. This is amazing. I know. I'm looking to see because I want to know the date. I want to know the date.
It's probably already online if you go and look.
Fish.io.
Just type in fish.io on Facebook. I bet you find it. All right. I got a question for you.
What?
Who ran the world?
We do!
Not us today, but Miss Amy Hood does from Microsoft. That's right. Microsoft's name, Miss Amy Hood, is their new chief financial officer. The first time that a female has held the position in the history of the company. You go, Amy. Hood will succeed the current CFO, Pete Klein, immediately, though Pete will supervise the transition until the end of June. Hood previously served as CFO for Microsoft's $21.4 billion business division, labeled MBD, if you don't know the stock symbol, where she was instrumental in the acquisition of Skype and Yammer. So you're the one who caused the problem. You're the one who put the gag on us. Thanks, Amy. Amy brings it to bright balance.
What the hell just touched me?
Is it a spider? Is it a spider? Oh, my God. Oh.
I don't know what the hell it was. Just something touched me.
Okay, so Amy brings the right talent and experience to the role as they continue to strengthen their focus on devices and services. This is from CEO Steve Ballmer. And I got a story for him next, Ginger. I got to do two in a row because Steve is not popular these days. He said she's been made an instrumental leader in the Microsoft Business Division, helping lead the transition to services with Office 365, delivering strong financial and operational management throughout her time in the business. Hood's other roles at Microsoft include Chief of Staff for the Server and Tools Group and Leader of the Strategy and Business Development Team in MBD. She was named CFO of MBD in January 2010, and she says she's very excited to step up into this role and looks forward to working closely again with the investors and shareholders. She says, Peter has built a world-class finance team, and I am set up well to continue the company's strong discipline around costs and focus on driving shareholder value. And yes, guys, she's actually cute. But I don't know if she's single. I don't know if she's single, but she's cute, guys. She's a cute little brunette. Nice little smile. She looks like she might cut you, though. It's one of those smiles that, like, I'm cute, but I cut you. All right. Speaking of lovely Steve, people, you all are not loving this man at all. This was all over the internet, too, over the weekend. This is from our friends at Stably Times. Stably, as in Ballmer. Ballmer, as I said, is creating what they're calling a house, Microsoft, a house divided. Much of this is about Steve Ballmer and how he, you all know they're revamping Windows 8 now. So many of us have complained they're going to, with the next Windows update, well, I thought we were going to have to wait for Windows Blue, but they said with the next big update, they're going to go back a little bit because we are not having a good time. They said, of course, that will serve to quell some of the complaints about the product itself. Criticism towards Microsoft's new boss continues, even as some among the user base rise to defend in the embattled CEO. Plenty of other Windows users said they are fed up and he needs to get gone. Everything about the operating system, users are saying, that its product screams that it's a product of a company which has enjoyed a monopoly position for too long. This is one of the Windows user. This is not even people at the company. And they're talking about Ballmer's era at Microsoft. Another says they see Steve as having undone much of his old pal's progress at the company, predicting that while Gates will go down as the person is creating the PC market worldwide, Ballmer will go down as decimating it. Oof. Another disappointed Windows user says the bottom line is that the user and industry abandonment of Microsoft over Windows 8, because a lot of people have bought Macs over this. This is how serious this was. The company should abandon Ballmer. The most significant criticism is that the customers are shying away from Windows 8.
Abandon ship!
Independent Shift said it's kind of like when an auto company releases a new car and people stay away from buying it. The customers may not leave any verbal complaints, but they just vote with their dollars and they don't make a purchase, which is what we tell you guys to do. However, when companies are trying to make money selling a product containing your operating systems are having problems selling products, all the other hype is meaningless. Yes, some of you are. Oh, man. Of course, some people are saying it's not his fault. It's the Windows 8 design team. And somebody said, well, don't they work for him? yeah, and of course, some of them said he approved it. So he looked at it last. This will be another thing we'll have to talk about Thursday night. Now, Lethal Migraine says he likes it. But you know what, Lethal? I don't particularly care for it. I don't want to spend a lot of time with it either. I have not spent a lot of time with it other than helping some older people with Windows 8. And for them, it has been a major atrocity. Ironically, a lot of people that buy PCs nowadays are older people because they're so cheap. To them, you know, $200 is fine. I'll pick up a laptop for $200 so that I can talk back and forth with my grandkids. I live in Florida. They live in, you know, Washington State. And I'll pick up a laptop. And I've had a computer. I bought one in 98. I have Windows XP. And then to throw them into Windows 8, I'm not even joking when I say I get a lot of calls, especially I can't even say older women. I get older men that call and they're crying. They have no idea what they're doing. This is such a drastic turnaround from XP. And a lot of the changes that we got, you know, from Windows 3.1 up to XP were gradual, you know, although ME sucked. It wasn't, you didn't look at it and didn't have any idea what the hell to do with it. These people cannot figure out what to do. They turn on their computer and it's like foreign language to them.
Well, Windows 8, yeah.
And now he says, well, they should be using touchscreens. No, because touchscreens are expensive. You can't just buy a touchscreen at the Walmart.
No kidding.
So
no,
they're
kidding.
On fixed
not
income.
Not everybody can afford to have my NASA base station. So.
Yeah, yeah. They you can't buy those at Walmart. They're on a fixed income. Like I was saying, my Nana was gonna use it. She wants a PC, and I'm worried that Windows 8 will probably kill her. So I'm happy that they're fixing it. And as Joe says, it is useless unless you have a touchscreen. And that's what I hear about from most techs that end up calling in when I speak to them. They don't like it because they said it was a stupid idea. Yeah, you should have waited until touchscreens were more commonplace in the home. Then you revamp Windows 8 and say, we have made it specifically to work with that touchscreen now that you've had no use for it. Now you have a use for it. But there's not enough of them out there yet. They're not reasonably priced enough for everybody. Yeah, I know. Everybody that has it don't have a touchscreen, and that's why they hate it. You're one of the – I think you're the first person that I've run across in the past year that actually likes Windows 8. And we're talking techs. I've talked to people at Microsoft that call in.
You guys don't like something. Yeah. It hates everything else.
But I've even had people at Microsoft call in, and they don't like their operating system. Some of them that don't – you know, that didn't have a hand in designing it, they don't like it either. So – yeah, it just says he's one of the few. He's the first one ever that I've heard that says they like it. No technical people ever whatsoever have I talked to. And again, few at Microsoft don't like it. They don't. Some of them that work at Microsoft, if you notice, and a lot of them are on our Facebook page, they don't even talk about it.
Mm-mm.
And they talk about the good stuff that they have. They don't talk about Windows 8.
Hey, YouTube, you're not going to break up. You stop this right now.
Uh-oh. Throw them up. Let's get off the – we'll talk about Windows. We'll talk more about Windows 8 Thursday night, too. You want to call in and say you love it, you hate it, you want to marry it, you want to kiss it.
No, Windows 7 and I, all the way, man, until Windows 9 comes out, which is what, like...
No, you get it. You're getting an update now. They said they're going to, do some reverse engineering to make it a little more friendly. They have on some of the PCs that I've been on and looked at. A lot of them are...
It's still an even number, so screw that. I'm not using it.
Well, they didn't put the start menu back, but they have something there that works like the start menu is what I saw.
So, start menu or GTFO? Yo, getting on my computer? No. Mm-mm.
We'll keep y'all up to date if anything comes up this week. I have anything, but yeah, we got an update coming soon. That's what I heard.
All right, yay! That's
woo!
Cool.
Woohoo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
children of all ages,
stop.
Tesla grad. Yay!
Did you say testes? What did you say?
Tesla grad.
Testicle?
It's fully charged and ready to go. Today, starting over on Steam, they're starting a Greenlight project over on Steam.
Okay.
Eager to get the game into the Steam distribution platform. Huh?
I said, that is awesome.
Yeah. The game, which is currently in an alpha stage of development, will be available in autumn 2013 for PC Windows. In order to liven up the timeout, we'll be glad to provide you test the ground. It's a puzzle platformer with action elements where magnetism and other electromagnetic powers are the key to go throughout the game and thereby discover the secrets in the long abandoned Tesla Tower.
You keep saying Tesla, and it just makes me want to giggle.
I know, right? gain new abilities to explore. Abilities. They gave it an H. Abilities to explore a non-linear world with more than 100 beautiful hand-drawn environments and a steampunk-inspired vision of old Europe.
I knew it was coming.
I know, right? You play as a young boy. Let me get the video going again. You play as a young boy who suddenly finds himself embroiled in a long-forgotten conspiracy involving the despotic king who has ruled the nation with an iron fist for several years. Jump into an outstanding adventure told through voiceless storytelling. All right, writing your own part, armed with ancient Teslamancer technology.
Teslamancer? Oh.
You know Tesla, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's Tesla. It's awesome. Tesla!
Teslamancery. I like it.
Mancery. Yeah. All right, so we got complex puzzles. Explore, make your way through the rich 2D hand-drawn surroundings as you journey into and beyond the Tesla Tower. Visual storytelling. Tired of all those words in your video games? Have no fear. Tesla Grad features not a single snippet of text or squeak of a dialogue. Steampunk power. Discover a dystopic and mind-blowing rainy and brainy setting, presenting a steampunk vision of an old Europe-inspired new world. Old school boss fights. Use your skills and wits to overcome the 5 incredible final bosses eager to demagnetize you. No disruptions. That means no loading screens, no GUI, no cutscenes.
Ooh,
just
that is hot.
Just and you. And a mesmerizing soundtrack. Yay for mesmerizing soundtracks. Yay. So anyways, this is TeslaGrad. And it looks like a lot of fun. I kind of want to play it.
I know, I want to play it.
It looks good.
Where is this on?
This is going to be over on Steam. Right now, they got it in the green light. They're trying to get it approved for Steam. So head over there and check it out.
Can we have?
It is steamcommunity.com/sharedfiles/. Yeah, anyways, you know what? There's a really long link. I'm just going to tweet it out and put it in the chat room, so...
Can has? Are they running Kickstarter straight from there now, from Steam? I keep seeing that now. Looks like they're getting their toe in the water.
This is not a Kickstarter so much. This is a... At least I don't think this is.
It's a green light, but I'm saying I notice a lot of them are running their Kickstarters via the green light program now. I think something's going on at Steam with the little... Ooh, that's going to be juicy. I'll give it 4 months.
Scott's on to something with this. He's got his finger on the pulse of the gamer community.
Can he stop choking us with it sometimes?
Right, dude, back up off. Go get yourself a Twinkie. Back off.
I do like a little choking, but this is a little too much. This is excessive there, Gabe. All right, guess what it's time for?
Charts.
Because we got just a little bit of time left. I just looked down and went, hey, we've been chattering. We've been talking you guys. All right, there is a new, I don't know anything about this game. I don't know why I don't know it. I think we've talked about it, but for some reason it slipped by. But it has made its way into the top 10, Persona 4 Arena from P-Cube. Why would you name your company P-Cube? I'm just saying. Number
P-Cube?
P-Cube.
P-Cube.
Maybe the P is silent. Maybe it's just cube.
Freeze your P.
Maybe it's a portal cube. Yeah, I don't know. Coming in at number 9.
Froze their the P.
It's coming in at number 9, Ginger. Number 9.
It's a P-Cube!
No, it's not a P-Cube.
They serve it with yellow soap.
Oh, it's Luigi's Mansion 2. I'm going to move along. We can't get off of that P-Cube business.
Sorry.
From Nintendo. Oh, Ginger, nasty. Coming in at number 8.
Number 8!
The Walking Dead from GSC AvenQuest.
Yay, Walking Dead.
Yes. Nice. Number 7.
Also without the P-Cube.
Lego City Undercover.
Legos! Oh, my God. Love me some Legos.
Yes.
Those guys need to give me a code. Just saying.
Lisa, it's for Wii U. We can't have, we don't have a Wii U. None of us have
Well, they need to give me a Wii U. Oh, and I may be getting a Wii U.
What? That'll work. All right. Number six.
Number six, because it's one letter away from our favorite word.
Which letter is that? Oh. Ooh. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow this morning. FIFA.
FIFA,
13 no less. Oh, man.
13 million.
Number five.
Number five.
BioShock Infinite. Take two.
Yay.
Coming in at number four, and I got to get in this. Got to get in this one. Injustice, Gods Among Us from Warner Brothers Interactive. Go Warner Brothers.
Hmm. No, I don't even want to think about that. That's what the last 2 weeks of writing about in sociology was religion and gods. And oh, my God.
You should have thrown a gamer twist, God's Among Us. Number three. It's that girl from Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
Hey, Lara Croft. Hey, baby.
We just renamed the game. Look, we're not going to call it Tomb Raider. It's Lara Croft. It's coming in.
No, why? They should just rename it Lara Croft. The Lara Croft game.
I've been playing Lara
Croft Chronicles.
That's right. Oh, that's the title right there.
All
right. Square Enix, that's the title right there. All right, number two.
Can't use it unless you pay me. It was my idea. Okay.
Number two.
I
knew it was coming. That's why I paused. Because we already had P-Cube at the beginning. Number two. Call of Duty. Black Ops 2.
Yeah, that figures.
Activision. But Stop it. That's bad. And coming in at number one, or shuffling in at number one, I should say.
Not number two.
Dead Island Riptide from Koch Media. I like saying their name.
P-Cube.
Koch Duty and P-Cube. Why, Ginger? Why?
I don't know. Because I'm awesome. That's why.
You are awesome. You are also insane. That's why we keep her.
Of course.
What are we going to do without Ginger?
Love me forever because I'm amazing.
We do. We does love you forever and ever and ever. Get the jacket!
Buckles in the back. Yeah, I totally get the jacket. All right. Wait. There we go. Why is it not showing up? Where's my mouse?
I don't know. I just work here.
Yeah. Me and this thing you're going to have. There we go. PlayScreen is inviting Alec Baldwin. Oh, my God, this is loud. Why are you loud?
Why are you so loud?
Why are you so loud? PlayScreen is inviting Alec Baldwin to test his word game skills for charity in Word Circle.
I love it. Okay.
Tried PlayScreen to donate $10,000 to Alec Baldwin's choice of charity when he scores better than 400 points in the iPhone, iPad game Word Carnival.
I love it.
Yeah, so PlayScreen has invited the brilliant and quite crazy actor Alec Baldwin to play the free iOS game Word Carnival for charity. Social mobile game developer PlayScreen is going to donate $10,000 to a charity of Mr. Baldwin's choice if he can score 400 points or more. A score of 400 is about the average score for players on any given day. Oh, my God. Word Carnival, players are pitted against their friends in a best-of-three contest to form words within the allotted time. Unlike a conventional word-finding game, Word Carnival replaces static blocks with balloons that pop when words are formed, allowing new balloons to float up. There are always simple words to find due to the changing nature of the game board. Word Carnival hit the top of the charts for iPhone and educational and word games soon after its launch in December 2012. The free game has received rave reviews. Blah, 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 blah. Tell me a price. Word Carnival can be downloaded for, that's right, folks, free from the iTunes App Store. So head over and check that out. Word Carnival.
What kind of a?
Word Carnival.
Do you think you'll go?
I don't know, but it'd be fun. But they are kind of calling him stupid, so he may not.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a, yeah.
Temper?
Yeah.
Tiny little bit of a temper.
Just a little bit of a temper. You know he slimmed all back down, so he's looking all kind of sexy. He's not going to take that. He might hurt y'all. I think he's been exercising or something. Y'all might want to back up off the Baldwin there.
Somebody hid the Twinkie?
he hit the Twinkies. He slimmed back down. He got him a younger girl and slimmed back down, looking all muscular and whatnot. He's looking like Alec, the Alec of old.
Younger girl, there we go.
Sometimes that's what it takes for him. All right. Yeah, y'all might want to be careful. Now he's actually dangerous. Before it was a threat of danger. Now, dangerous.
He's just crazy in general, so you always got to watch out for the crazy ones.
Crazy. Yeah, this is true. He's well, most actors are. You got to be crazy to do that. You're up at 4 o'clock in the morning reading pretend lines, yeah. All right, NVIDIA, before we have to go, has been doing well, apparently.
Really?
Yes, I thought so, because they keep sending me things. They're trying to get me to buy this new video card, and I have avoided looking at it until now because it is so pretty. Stop, NVIDIA. All right, their profits
were... Don't do it, NVIDIA.
It's too late. They got me. It's all pretty and black and shiny and green. Mm. Okay, so their profits rose about 30% in the first quarter. And yes, my voice is trying to go away. Of 2014, thanks to the popularity of its Kepler-based GPUs for the three-month period that ended on my birthday, which Ginger did not know, April 28th of 2013. Ginger, write it down. NVIDIA reported...
April 28th. Where's my phone?
NVIDIA reported $954.7 million in revenue, up 3.2% from $924.9 million the previous year. The company made $77.9 million in profit during the period, a climb of 29% over $60.4 million profit in the first quarter of this year. No, last year, I'm sorry, 2013. According to NVIDIA's president and CEO, Jin, I'm not going to be able to say your last name, Hong, I think it's Hong, failing costs associated with the company's Kepler GPUs has allowed the company to reach record operating margins, boosting profits. Kepler is capturing share among gamers, strengthening our workstation and supercomputing segments, and will fuel new growth opportunities for our grid server graphics solutions, he said in a statement. He said, with Tegra 4 devices and Tegra 4i certification on the way, we're gearing up to return to the growth in the second half. NVIDIA plans to return more than $1 billion to its shareholders through its stock buybacks and quarterly dividend payments this fiscal year. In the first quarter, the company returned $146.3 million of that target. I do not know why I don't own stock in NVIDIA. Why don't I? Because that's all the cards I buy. I don't think I've owned any other card other than NVIDIA since I started building computers. And I buy them because they never stop supporting them, no matter how old their cards get. You know, Microsoft's like, we're not supporting Windows 98 anymore. We don't care if you have it. They never stop supporting their cards. You upgrade just because you just want to. I love that about them. If I pay $400.
That is true. Those things still work. I mean, because you go to NVIDIA.com, you go look for drivers. Your drivers from like 2000 are still there. They're still there.
That's good. That's love. They will update it so that, you know, it works with the newer stuff. It may not be able to do some of the stuff your newer one does, but
yeah,
it's still going to work. I love them for that. I think I spent $250 for this card. It's time for a new one, though. But, yeah, my drivers still work and everything. They take good care of you. If you email them, even if your card's old, they email you back. That's good customer service right there. NVIDIA. Nice.
That is definitely some good customer service. All right, so before we go, because we've got a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Blizzard donates money made from the Diablo 3 gold glitch to children's charity.
Oh,
yeah. How good for them. Good karma, because they need some. Blizzard is turning a bad situation into a good one by donating the money made from a money-duping bug in the real money auction to a children's charity. Diablo 3 production director John Hite announced via the game's official forums over this weekend, the charitable contribution to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. He said that those who made money off the exploit would have their ill-gotten gains donated, as well as its transaction fee that it charges in the real money auction to the game. The company did not disclose just how much money was made off the glitch. We elected not to roll back the servers in the Americas and are instead working to remove duplicated gold from the economy through targeted audits and account actions. Without taking away progress that our players rightfully earned. That's actually kind of good for them. He added that 85% of the excess gold had already been seized. We'll also be donating all proceeds from auctions conducted by the suspended or banned players, including all of their sell proceeds that we've intercepted, as well as our transaction fee to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. The glitch that allowed players to duplicate gold was introduced last week as part of a new update. The problem has since been fixed. All the auction houses are back online. People, people, this is what you get. You're not getting your money back. No, no, they're going to give your money away because that's what they should do. And let this be a lesson to you. This will be a lesson to you. Stop being douchebags. Yang, Corey's all muted.
I was trying to cough, you know, and clear out the throat and whatnot. You know what? Anyway, I think I like that they did that. That's very, very sweet. And it does give you some good karma. Poor babies. Because they've had a bad time of it. All right. Let me go ahead and get Jay up on his desk. Jay, are you ready?
Jay. I'm sorry, Jay.
No, he had this coming because of that sandwich. Jay, get up on your desk. Do it. You're lucky. GLaDOS saved you today. Ginger, give them their kisses. We're out of here, people.
Later, boys and girls.